Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
It's Texans Training Camp. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Again, if you missed the breaking news, Brandon Walter, he is going to the IL, the second pitcher this week, going to the IL. I want to give Hunter and Framber another week off then, I guess. Shoot, man. Get them another week off, man. Brandon Walter has a left elbow inflammation after he's had really good start here. Great start. 7 innings, 1 run against Arizona. And he backed that up with his previous start to kick off. He started off the second half. And he went 6 innings, 1 run against the Mariners. He is going on the IL. And now he becomes the 18th, I believe, 18th member.
Mm. On the 10 of our pitchers, ain't they?
Yeah, feels like it. And Paredes, who apparently may be months. So, a tough one. They add Lance earlier this week, and now Brandon Walter goes as well. And as Clint said, the guess would be the young man who pitched yesterday, Jason Alexander, will take his spot for now. But, Clint, they are 7 days away from the trade deadline. Seattle's making moves. They go and get a big slugger in Josh Naylor, and they're trying to add Suarez from the Diamondbacks, who's got 36 home runs. So potentially, it seems like there's going to be a move, going to need to be a move made from Dana Brown.
Well, if the Lance McCullers move created a little bit more sense of urgency for the Astros at the trade deadline, this one damn sure does, because now. I mean, you're not just talking about, hey, man, we need a third starter in this rotation, and we don't want to put all of our eggs in the Spencer Arrigetti return or Lance McCullers return to form, right? So what are you going to do? Or Christian Javier return to form. So what are you going to do? Well, hell, I mean, we're now talking about, I mean, how are you going to get through 162? Now, Lance obviously is a blister. He's going to be back. He can help you chew some innings. We don't know the significance of this injury. And as you mentioned, there's three pitchers, hell, if not more, that are right there on the verge of being able to at the very least chew some innings.
Maybe, yeah.
But how do you get through? Luckily, you got one of the best records in the AL, and you got the lead. You got the luxury of having this lead in the division where you've got some level of, at least you can have some level of comfort in making these decisions. But I still think the Astros at the trade deadline has to they got to be aggressive and get that and get a big arm in here.
Yep, 5-game lead in the division right now.
That's right, because you lost last night. I forgot. Yep. That's right, you played last night.
Yep, 5-game lead.
Oops.
Yep, Jason Alexander had to pitch. All right. All right. As we said, man, pretty calm day, walkthrough day, short practice indoors for the Texans. But we did get to hear from the coordinators, some of the assistant coaches, including defensive coordinator Matt Burke. This is his third year as the DC. And we have been seeing DeMeco paying a lot more attention to the offensive side of the ball, and in particular paying more attention to the O-line, which means you would imagine that things may be a little bit more on the plate of Matt Burke. Here is Matt Burke addressing maybe a little bit more how his role is potentially changing.
I think he's just going through everything right now. Like, we spent some time talking about just divvying up how we do the staff things, you know what I mean, what area each guy is responsible for. I'll give Coach a lot of credit. Like, he's a believer in and committed to, like, developing coaches as much as players. And so just, hey, giving guys opportunities to be in front of the whole room, right? Usually it's a coordinator or head coach talking to the whole defense or the whole team, like, and he finds ways to get, no, hey, like, you're going to present this to the whole team. Like, stand up there and have that moment and be able to connect with guys and sort of switch duties around to, like, give guys different roles to live in. So I think it's part of his belief system of, like, who he is as a coach and what he wants to accomplish. It's not about just developing the players and getting them better. It's about developing coaches and helping them move on in their career. So he does a really good job of just, like, providing opportunities for guys to kind of do different things or have expanded roles so that they can kind of grow in those roles.
All right, that's Matt Burke talking about a little bit of shift in potential shift, especially I think for him with DeMeco doing more delegating because he's maybe put more time and effort over on the other side of the ball, Clint. But it looks like his role might be growing a bit.
Well, look, everything that Matt Burke just mentioned is the part of DeMeco delegating that I'm not worried about. Like, that's cool. I mean, I like the fact that he's into developing human beings and not just football players and young men. He's into developing. Everybody that comes in that building is going to leave a better version of themselves and knowing more about themselves and pushing their limits. I appreciate that. But as a fan, I'm more concerned with, DeMeco Ryans. I watched it today. DeMeco Ryans is spending a lot of time watching the offense instead of calling defense and coaching defense and being in the huddle and holding guys accountable. So Matt Burke, if you've ever had your time in the sun, if you will, the spotlight, I think, is on him more so than it has been as a Houston Texan. I don't know. I fully expect DeMeco Ryans to call defense.
Yeah.
But beyond just standing up in the front of the meeting and talking, I would imagine that Matt Burke is going to have a much more of an impact on what this defense ends up looking like because DeMeco Ryans is spending so much time on the offense. Well, DeMeco, let's be honest, DeMeco Ryans is spending time.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair has got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
You know, developing himself as a head coach, which I actually love, by the way. I'm not, he has done exactly what we as fans should want him to do. You come in here, you rejuvenate the program, you rebuild the program, you build a defense that's kick ass from jump. They've gotten better ever since he got here. They're one of the best in the league. Okay, now D'Amico has done what DC D'Amico needed to do over 2 years. Now the head coach D'Amico needs to make sure, as I've said a million times, that physicality in your offensive line is not a problem. That your quarterback doesn't, you know, your quarterback not being able to communicate to protect himself all year long is not a problem. Like, all those things have to be D'Amico fixed and have to be D'Amico traits, if you will, moving forward in the Houston Texans organization. And so I do wonder how much of that D'Amico, as he becomes more and more of the head coach on a day-to-day basis, I know the offense is going to be better because of it. What does that mean to Matt Burke, and how does that affect the defense on a daily basis if D'Amico isn't the one hovering over? Because there's no – look, I know the text line there is – I'm asking the question because there's no question about it, no doubt about it, that it is different when the head coach is barking down your throat, your neck every single day. Then he backs off, and now you got a longer leash, and he's over here paying attention to the offense. It's different, and how will it affect our Texans?
But I think D'Amico is doing the right thing, and I understand it because Clint,
agreed.
He has what they have built, especially on that side of the ball, and Matt Burke, you can trust, has been a coordinator before, but what they have built, Clint, they have built themselves on that side of the ball where this is a group that holds itself accountable, that knows what they're doing, year three in the defense, mm-hmm. that's veteran-laden,
yep.
right? Like, this is a group in which D'Amico has built it right now in year three that he should be able to afford mm-hmm. to go over and check that out, because Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson and Azeez Alshire and C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Jalen Petrie and, like, all of those guys that are over there, he should be able to be, you know, it, not that he's just completely done with them, right? But he should be able to feel confident to be able to slide over there, because that group's ready.
Agreed. He should feel comfortable taking his hands off the steering wheel and letting him catch ride. No question about it. I agree wholeheartedly. I just wonder the Matt Burke impact, and if we see, you know, any kind of change.
Yeah, well,
slippage, or it may be better. It'll probably be better because D'Amico is addressing on a daily basis. At least he's got his eyes on addressing the major problems of the previous year. So I think overall we're going to be better, but that defensive unit, we'll see.
All right, Dana Brown, the general manager. This was reported, or he said this. He said this prior to the latest injury announcement. I wonder, does this statement, I'll tell you this statement when we get back on the other side, I wonder, does this statement change with the recent news to Brandon Walter? We'll discuss that next.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.